Radio 1. Radio 1 Podcast. The Scott Mills Daily.
Yes, Chopper?
I'm just trying to... Is that the Jesus one? Oh, that's Johnny Depp. Okay.
Yeah. Rate my pumpkin. Send them in. Online or by text.
That's very good, though, is that one?
Right, so let's see what kind of people you've met over the weekend on Flirt Divert. Starting off with quite a normal message, really. You know, we've all had one of those mornings where you wake up, head's a little bit sore, and you think, oh, no, what did I do? And you take a sip from the glass next to your bed, thinking it's water and it's neat vodka. Or if you're Laura, because you can't be asked to go downstairs and your mouth's a bit dry, just take a sip from your hot water bottle.
Oh, that's revolving.
And then you remember about the girl you were talking to last night, and then, sad but true, you have to make this phone call.
Right, I'm really sorry, yeah, Cindy. I gave you my number by mistake. Can you just delete it? I just realised how much I mean you were. Nice one, cheers.
Oh, we've all been there, haven't we? Thank God it went to answer phone.
At least he's honest.
Oh, imagine if she actually answered. Hello, yeah. Can I just say, I forgot what a ming you were, so don't ever call me again. Bye. Luckily, Cindy thought the same as him and gave him Flirt Divert, so everyone's kind of happy there, aren't they? Now, you're a big fan of Strictly Come Dancing, aren't you?
Oh, that woman is still in.
Who?
Kate Garraway, honestly.
Is there anyone in it called Neil?
Is there anyone in it called Neil? No, not that I can think of.
No Neils on Strictly Come Dancing?
I don't think so, no.
Is there anyone on X Factor called Neil? I don't think there is this year.
No.
Right, does anyone know who this... Well, why this is on Flirt Divert, please?
Yeah, I'd like to vote for Neil, please. Neil Cunningham.
Now, for some reason, Flirt Divert seems to have been given out as some kind of voting number to vote for Neil. Yeah, only for one person so far. Here's another one.
Hello? Some handsome young chap just told me to phone this number and vote Neil.
That's it.
He ain't going to win, is he?
No. Is this person going around saying he's on X-Batch or something, saying, please vote on this number? Here's this dodgy mobile number. Now, if we find out who Neil is, I do think we should actually vote for him, because he sounds good, doesn't he?
Mm.
If you know who Neil is, let me know and ask... Just let me know why we're voting for him. I have no idea. Right, check this one out. This is good.
Hello there, it's Alan here. I'm going to dress up as a prostitute and not sure why, but for my birthday, you know, prepare my birthday bash, aye? It's going to be grand. I'm going to wear my kilt, but no, ain't going to happen. No. I'm going to be a prostitute and it's going to be grand. I'm going to have a great night. I'm going to make a lot of money and a lot of dollar, aye? And get a kebab afterwards, okay? So I'll see you later. Have a great time, and I'll take care. Bye.
Right, so he's going to dress up as a prostitute at his birthday party,
right,
and have a kebab afterwards. Now, this is a statement, you'll notice. He's not inviting the person he thinks he's ringing. He's just telling them that's what he's going to do. Like this.
I'm going to dress up as a prostitute, and not sure why.
Okay.
No.
And then?
I'm going to make a lot of money and get a kebab afterwards.
Good. Thanks for that. Right, next one. Check this out.
You know, that was a dirty trick, you know. I want my CD back. So just stop messing about. Bring my CD back, please. You know, thank you. Goodbye.
Sounds like it was a very special CD, doesn't it?
That can't be a real accent. That's somebody putting on an accent.
Maybe it was a special, like, seduction CD or something. So the prostitute one is still confusing me. What's he going to dress up like? How do they dress? Is it going to be like Julia Roberts in Pretty Woman? Because they all look like that, don't they?
Do they?
I thought so, yeah.
But I don't know.
Now, this isn't very nice at all. Listen to this.
Hi, I've just been to the to your house, and the lady there says she doesn't know you. So I didn't know whether you'd give me the wrong number, so I've tried 14 and 40... And both the people there say they don't know you. So I think you may have given me the wrong address. So if you give us a bell back, we can meet up. It's not about the money. You can keep it. I don't want that back. So just give us a buzz. We can meet up sometime. Cheers, bye.
Is that a bailiff?
I was wondering whether the Glasgow bloke had given him their phone number.
That's the key to Flirt Divert. When you give them a false number, make sure you give them a false address as well.
Both the people there say they don't know you, so I think you may have given me the wrong address.
Rubbish.
It's not about the money. You can keep it. I don't want that back. So just give us a buzz. We can meet up sometime.
Yep. Take the Flirt Divert number next time you go out. 0770-774-914 and give it to the next minger you meet. 0770-774-914. And remember, vote Neil, everyone.
Yeah, I'd like to vote for Neil, please. Neil Cunningham.
Lucy on the text says Neil Cunningham is a celebrity stylist for OK magazine.
Right, why are we voting for him?
Maybe stylist of the year. Radio 1
Podcasts. Right, I've got a story here that was not covered in Newsbeat at 5:45 tonight,
right.
And it's our next episode of Real or No Real, right?
Mm-hmm.
I tell you a story, you tell me, is this real or no real? Did this actually happen or is it made up, right?
Okay.
A man whose dying wish was to be buried along with his mobile phone has had to be dug up again after his family discovered they'd forgotten to insert his SIM card. This is good just because of his name. Arso Banjiglav, 67, of Montenegro in Serbia, was so preoccupied with sending text messages to his friends on his mobile phone that he told his son, 38-year-old son Brano, of his wish to be buried with it. However, after his funeral, his family discovered that his grandson, who was playing with the device, had taken out the SIM card. We put the phone in the coffin as he wanted, but my 10-year-old son had been playing with it and had taken the card out without my knowledge, Bruno said. So now we've got to dig him up again to put it in the phone. What do you think? Is that real or no real?
No real.
You're saying no real?
Yeah.
Let me know what you think. 81199. See, this is true, right? Why did they want to put the SIM card back in? He's not going to be able to text you.
So he could still receive texts.
He won't know. Oh, rubbish. Dig him back up, you idiot. You've got to put the SIM card in. That was his dying wish. What would you like to be buried with, do you think?
What would I like to be buried with?
Yeah.
Strange enough, it's not something I've ever actually thought about.
Have you not?
No. I don't want to be buried, anyway.
I'd like some... What do you not?
No.
Would you want to be cremated?
I want to be frozen.
Do you? you live on, yeah?
Yeah, to live on.
Yeah.
No, I think... or stuffed.
You can't be stuffed, can you?
We once tried to get you stuffed, didn't we? No, when we found a funeral parlour in America?
Oh, yeah.
To try and get you stuffed.
They wouldn't do it, would they?
They wouldn't. And they're all animatronics as well.
Yeah. Well, I'd like some spray tan and a bottle of wine, if that's all right, in my coffin.
Okay.
But don't worry, but if you forget... Don't stress over it. I know it was my last dying wish, but I am actually dead. So please don't dig me back up. As long as I thought you were going to do it, then that's fine.
Okay.
All right? What they should have done with this bloke is pretended they put the SIM card in and then started to text people from beyond the grave to just freak them out. Do you think that's what the grandson was doing? Oh, this will freak him out. I'm going to send texts from my dead granddad. That's pretty weird. Right, okay. Real or no real? Most people are saying... A lot of people are saying it's real.
Yeah, they are.
You're saying no real, right?
I'm saying no real, yeah.
That is a real story. Nah. They dug him back up and put the SIM card back in. Radio 1 Podcast. Podcast. Do you have to be frozen before you die? Think about it.
Oh, yeah, that's
yeah.
Cool. Yeah.
Otherwise, you're dead, aren't you?
I don't... you're talking to the wrong person, really. I'm not a scientist.
On cryogenics.
Well, it may surprise you to learn.
Read that story I've just brought up there.
Paris Hilton also wants to be frozen.
Yeah.
God, me and Paris frozen in the same freezer.
God, it's always the wrong people that want to be frozen.
Can you imagine?
So, in 100 years' time, or 200, or whenever it is, when they've cured all known diseases, and they have the amazing technology to thaw you out and bring you back, it's just going to be you and Paris Hilton. Brilliant.
Oh, no. Whoa. Not just me and Paris Hilton.
Oh.
Also, her Chihuahua Tinkerbell.
Oh, good.
And
so it's you, Paris,
Yorkshire,
and her dog.
Her two dogs, because she also wants her Yorkshire Terrier Cinderella done as well.
Right. So just you lot then.
Me, Paris, and her two dogs. Radio 1 Podcast.
podcast.
There's a lot of death talk going on, but some people are saying that they should put, like, maybe have timers on the coffins. That's quite a good idea, that, isn't it? George, you're the news person.
Yes, I am.
There's a few people saying about this. Can you confirm that before she died, Wendy Richard wanted to be off of EastEnders, Pauline Fowler wanted to be cryogenically suspended? Is that true or not?
I think so. She's not dead now, though. Just to make that clear.
She's not dead.
Oh yes, she is.
Is she dead?
I don't know.
One. Radio One.
You don't know. She's just checking.
Yes.
I don't know. I'll look that up. Maybe she said she wants to be, but isn't dead yet. I don't know. I'll just check that. Right.
Glad we got that cleared up, anyhow.
Ida Kaur and Fede Legrand coming up. Also, I'm going to play you Timbaland and Apologise. And then you've got Zane Lowe and Steve Lamacq with a 3-hour BBC Electric Prom special at 7 o'clock tonight.
Isn't Wendy Richard in a post office advert at the moment?
Oh, she's not dead then, is she?
No.
All right.
Hey.
Right, here's George.
Look how confused she is.
With the entertainment news at 6:30.
We'll get back onto that in a sec, but Brittany has just got hours to wait now till she finds out if she gets shared custody of her kids with her ex, Kevin Federline. So, what's she been busy doing today? Well, yep, she's been releasing her new album. That's what we call getting your priorities right. Here's a taster of Blackout. I'm Mrs. Lifestyle, the merch, I'm famous. You want a
piece of me? I'm Mrs. Oh my God, that Britney Shameless. No, she's not dead. She's definitely not dead. She's in a human cannonball in an advert on the TV at the moment.
Before we get back onto Britney, I can confirm that Wendy Richards is alive and fine and really well.
Good.
Pauline Fowler might not be, though.
Right.
And we've Googled, and there's nothing to say she wants to be cryogenically frozen either.
Thanks for clearing that up.
That really worried me for
I know.
A minute. That's me laughing. She's alive. Hi, Wendy.
Radio 1. Radio 1 podcast. The Scott Mills Daily.
And now a flirt divert love story. Don't think we've ever had one of these before. Now, do you remember this guy?
Oh, hi, Michelle. It's Rodney. Again. Yeah. I'm on the motorway. I'm just near your junction at Rochdale. I just wondered if you wanted to put the kettle on and I could park my truck up outside your house and have a brew. That's right. Horny. Bye.
That was Rodney. He's quite a catch, isn't he?
Yeah. I just wondered if you wanted to put the kettle on and I could park my truck up outside your house and have a brew.
Now, sadly, Michelle had given him the flirt divert number. So, wasn't calling him back. So, Rodney left another message.
Hi, Michelle. It's Rodney. I just wondered if we were getting together for a brew. Get back to me.
She still wasn't calling him back, and he was wondering what he was doing wrong and getting a little bit flustered. And then, as you do, we've all done it, just called back but forgot what his name was.
All right, Rodney, it's Michelle.
It's embarrassing, that, isn't it? It's like when you call your school teacher mum, isn't it?
Eh?
Have you not done that?
No, I've never done that.
Mum? Oh, no, it's my teacher. Laura has, I have.
I've done it to the big boss, not even Andy Parfit,
what?
Big boss.
You
I've
called him mum?
No, I've done it to the big boss of radio, Jenny Abramsky. I've called her mum.
How embarrassing.
Dear.
Oh, God. Right, well then, Rodney calls back again, but it seems there's a better offer on the other line.
All right, Michelle, it's Rodney. How you doing, baby? Yeah.
Right. Well, I'm really happy to say we here at Flirt Divert have brought love to a happy couple.
Have we?
Here's a message we got earlier today.
Well, I think I've kind of like got the hint that you don't want to see me because you've ignored me. Well, I'm just letting you know I've met someone else, and so bye bye. You've missed out on me. So there.
I hope Rodney invites me to the wedding.
Oh, because you played a big part in it.
I like to think so.
Yeah.
Congratulations, Rodney, and your new woman that's not Michelle. Love at Last on Flirt Divert. I didn't have much to do with that,
all
did I?
All because of you.
Scott Mills.
Radio 1.
This is Radio 1.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.